is Nicole Whitney News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
It's time for Past Life Explorers with Nikki Hughes. Always fascinated with reincarnation, Nikki's main passion is past life regression therapy. The answers may be hidden deep within you, so let's dive in and explore. Let's welcome Nikki Hughes back to News for the Soul.
Welcome, explorers. It's so great to be here today, and happy end of summer and beginning of fall. This is my favorite time of year with all of the harvesting of our labors from the spring and the summer. And so my question for you is, what will you harvest for yourself this season? Something for you to think about. So there are lots and lots of big energies out there. I'm sure you're all feeling it, just as I am, and they are pushing us in a lot of different directions. And ultimately, we need to release and let go and to make room for higher frequency living. And so this show is going to give you the opportunity to discover what needs to be let go of and to release it. Doesn't that sound great? I do have a wonderful show ahead, and it's all about ancestral healing, and that is so topical right now. There's so much coming to light on our planet, the traumas and the abuses and the wounding of our ancestors. Many of us are experiencing their ancestral wounds, and today we are going to not only talk about it so we can understand it a little bit more fully, but going to get you started on releasing an ancestral pattern in your life or an ancestral core wound that you may be carrying. So similar to past life regression, where we use hypnosis to travel back in time, we are able to connect and work with our wise and loving ancestors on intergenerational issues. We're able to clear and heal and transform these energies for the benefit of the living. And so since this is an experiential show today, I suggest that you have a pen and paper handy so that you can write down the experience, the wisdom, the guidance, and the clearing that you are going to go through and that all of the information that you're going to receive today. It's important for us to understand what ancestral healing is. And so to understand the healing, we first have to understand the wounding. Now, ancestral wounding and trauma, it is genetic and can be experienced through your ancestral line or the collective based on our human history. So epigenetics tells us that the experiences of our ancestors can affect our individual gene expression. And we know that energy never dies. I talk about that a lot. And the embodied energy of our ancestors is passing on and is now expressing as you and your generation. And so it could be shared traits, behaviors, and some part of physical sameness that may be problematic or have a negative impact. Or it could be when you're blocked or stuck in an emotion that is rooted in the family back through the generations. So it feels really, really strong and deep. So an example of shared traits, behaviors, or physical sameness that might be problematic, think about, you know, your grandma's eyesight issues. Where did that come from? Or a more common one that I hear about and deal with in my practice is the extra weight that everyone perhaps on your mom's side carries. Or it could be the financial bad luck in the family. The choices that we make in relationships, this is a big one too. And perhaps seeing that all the men in the family or all the women in the family make these bad choices. All the way to depression, anxiety, and even addictive behaviors. The ancestors' unfinished business passed down through the ages can be brought to completion through the ancestral healing process to clean up the past and clear the way for you and your current and future generations. That is quite a gift. Our ancestors want to support us in our quest for understanding and fulfilling our life's purpose. We all have jobs to do while we're here, and elevating and working through those wounds and those shadows in ourselves is a really important part of the work that we need to do here. And they, as ancestors, are willing to connect and help us transform our pain, our blocks, even transforming our bodies, and all of the difficulties in our life to bring peace to those ancestral lines They really want the way to be clear for you now and for the future generations. This wounding and this energy that we're carrying on behalf of the ancestors, it's really important that we go into this kind of work without blame. There was no intention on the ancestors' part to set things in motion, if that was where this comes from. They certainly weren't planning to upset future generations. No one would want that. So there's no blame here, only love and transformation. And working with the ancestors means there's no limit to the positive learning and change that this kind of work can create for you and for all of those connected to your ancestral lines. So not only are you healing for yourself, but you are creating healing for those on your ancestral line, so that family tree, those people who are behind you, who are beside you, and who are in front of you. So it's very powerful stuff. Today's show, we're going to go through identifying the ancestral wound, the ancestral trauma that needs to be cleared. And we're going to do this in a very very condensed way, because normally when I work with someone one-on-one, it's a three-hour session. But today on the show, this will be our start, just to get you started on some of this healing, get you focused and releasing. So why is this important now? So I chose to do the show on ancestral healing because it is important right now. Because right now, we are being called to release the heavier energies that we're carrying. And because of this, the fear is rising. Because this is a time of clearing and letting go, the fear is rising, because the fear needs to come up and go out. The fear is underneath every negative reaction that you experience. I wonder if you've noticed, like I have in the last 6 months or so, that more childhood stuff is coming up. I've certainly noticed it myself. Even the things that you thought were resolved, they might be resurfacing just to get that last little bit released or to identify what's underneath in a deeper perspective. So now more than ever, as we unpack ourselves energetically, we are feeling that ancestral wounding coming up for us to clear. You might have cleared things from your childhood, but that fear underneath is deeper. And it may be a collective fear. It may be a fear that everybody is holding in their own energy. Or it may be an ancestral fear specifically on your ancestral line. Or it might even be a past life fear, something that you own individually through your past life experience. But clearing these now is vital for us so that we can elevate to a higher expression of life, where we can be deeper in our solar plexus and live from the heart. And this is the work for all of us over the next few years. We are moving into this space of heart-centered living. So, something comes up, and you're having a reaction to something. So you need to know why you're having the reaction to work through letting go of it. So when you feel that reactivity, maybe you could think now of something that you have been reactive to in the last couple of weeks. And when you feel that reactivity surface, ask yourself, is this mine? Why am I feeling this, and where does it come from? And just allow whatever comes in to come in to help guide you. So if this is yours, it's important to fully acknowledge and understand where it comes from. And then you can fully understand what the message is, what the learning is. You can uncover all of that in that event or the pattern. And then you can, with awareness, you can release and transcend it into something higher. And I talked a little bit about that in my radio show a few months ago on patterns and choices, about how to transcend those patterns. So if it feels like it's bigger than you, or it's really deep or really huge, perhaps it's something you watched, or if it's something that you watched your family members struggle with, that's a big clue. I'm going to take you through a short process to get you started on releasing from your ancestral line. Okay, so I've got a real quick story for you here. So I have a really good example of this. I had a client that really wanted to do ancestral clearing and healing for abundance and finances. And this is something that I definitely get coming to me, clearing up the money issues. This was a problem in her family, and it was through the maternal line, so through her mother's side. And we looked at the conditioning or the beliefs that were supporting this issue, and there was a lot of conditioning. The core conditioning that we worked ourselves down to was, I'm not deserving. And from there, we did the ancestral clearing. So we went back on her maternal line where she found the ancestor that created the block. And it's important, again, that there was no blame. There's no blame for the ancestor. They were doing their best with what they had in that moment, and they had no way of knowing their experience would impact and their choices would impact future generations. Now, my experience is the ancestor always wants to help and is always willing to help clear whatever this is and to clean out that ancestral line energetically. So this ancestor, with this particular client, was a young woman. And when we came into the event, she was cowering on a bed in a cabin type home, and she was crying. She'd lost all of the family money trying to purchase a cow. She'd paid for the cow and she didn't get it. She was robbed by one of the neighbors. She'd wanted the cow so they would have more. She was trying to elevate the status a little bit. It would be a step up for them to have this cow. However, she did need it as an urgent issue for milk for her baby, because her baby was having a hard time nursing and was failing. So we came in and she was cowering on the bed because her husband was yelling at her. So in this moment, she's scared, she's feeling so bad that the neighbor stole the money and left, and that she could be so stupid. He tells her she's useless, she's worthless. He was not a nice husband to have. He leaves the house with his gun to look for the neighbor. So she turns to the baby on the bed, and in her moments of fear and powerlessness, she feels she doesn't deserve this baby. She gets up and puts a fire in the fireplace, boils some water. There's nothing to eat, and the baby is so hungry, she's actually crying very weakly, and she tries to feed the baby, but nothing's coming. The woman wants to die. She's in a place that's a really difficult place. She sits on the stool by the fireplace. She's crying, trying to feed the baby, who's getting weaker. In these moments, she's feeling she's not good enough. She doesn't deserve to be happy. She doesn't deserve to have more. And her husband comes back, and the neighbor's gone. He brings in a dead bird, and she cooks it. He, again, is verbally abusive, calling her useless and worthless. And the way he looks at her, she says it's as if he despises her. So she feels she doesn't deserve anything, and she feels self-hate starting in her heart. She hates herself in this moment. So we move ahead. We moved ahead and saw the ancestor working in the bar. So it's some time ahead. She's broken. Her husband has left her and has a new woman in his life. Her child died, which deepened her feeling that she didn't deserve the baby. She was not deserving. And everything surrounding her was very gray and heavy. And this ancestor had such a deep feeling of unworthiness tied to wanting more for herself and her child. She truly believed she wasn't deserving of anything good, and didn't her actions and her life prove it? So then we went from there, we went on to do the clearing and the forgiveness work and bring in that strong, confident empowerment that linked to the new positive beliefs about being deserving of everything. And so then we cleared the ancestral line. So this changed a whole lot in my client's life, and many big surprising opportunities for business growth came in really quickly. Also, her attitude shifted and how she felt about making decisions that impacted family and the family money became more positive and more supportive. So her confidence just really took over. It was very good for her and her family. That's just a quick example, without going into a lot of detail, about some ancestral work and finding where that conditioning and where that energy comes from. And so we're going to do a really short exercise right now to determine the issue for you and the ancestor that wants to work with you. I invite you to sit yourself comfortably now. Make sure that you are, you know, your phone's off, you're not going to be disturbed, and just allow your eyes to close and just feel the breath flowing naturally in and out of your body. Just connect to the breath. Feel the natural pace of your body's own rhythm reflected in the breath. That's right. And now imagine the breath flowing in and out through your heart. Focus on your breath as it moves through your heart. Breathe in and breathe out as you feel so completely relaxed. Allow your breathing to be 5 or 6 seconds in and 5 or 6 seconds out. And whatever number you can do is perfect. And relax your tongue completely on the floor of your mouth. Imagine the volume of space inside your feet, inside your hands, inside your whole body. Imagine the volume of space between your eyes and notice how relaxed your tongue is on the floor of your mouth. As you breathe through your heart, 5 or 6 in and 5 or 6 out. And in this wonderful state of relaxation, we're going to ask just a series of short questions to determine your focus for today. And just let whatever comes up to come up. And there's no need to question it or try to make it something that it isn't. Whatever comes in first is what you're going to go with. And as you focus on your breath, the tongue on the floor of your mouth, ask yourself, what is the issue that needs to be released? Continue to focus on your breath and ask yourself, where do I feel this issue in my body? Notice what comes up. Notice the feeling, the sensation, and any emotion that may be underneath it. Feeling this feeling as you breathe, ask yourself now, what is the conditioning around this that creates my reaction and my reality? What do I believe about this issue and about myself? Okay, and let go of the feeling now and come back to the breath in the heart space. Breathe in and breathe out. And in this wonderful state of relaxation, now invite the ancestor who is the creator of this issue, the conditioning and the body feeling, the energy, to come forward now. See, feel, or imagine the ancestor in front of you now. Notice everything about this ancestor, their physical appearance, perhaps what they're wearing, how old they appear to be, and their energy. And you will work with this ancestor today. And we're now going to take 3 deep breaths to end our meditation. And when you're done, you can slowly open your eyes and come back to the present moment, fully relaxed, fully grounded, feeling good. That's right. And take a moment and write down everything that you received. What was the issue? Where do you feel it in the body? What is the sensation? What's the conditioning or belief that's driving your reaction and your reality? And finally, who was the ancestor you met and what did they look or feel like? What do you imagine that ancestor to look or feel like as well? So let your creativity flow as you write these things down while I talk to you briefly about core wounds. Now, this is an important concept with ancestral healing because a core wound is the one that goes deep. It's connected to a core belief, which is magnetized in your cells, and that is the underpinning for the main theme of negativity or block in your life. So we bring this energy with us because we are just an expression of our ancestors' energy. But then something triggers the block, something triggers this to come up. And it may be something from your childhood that hasn't been resolved and continues to react and repeat often in different ways. Patterns, behaviors, reactions, manipulations, those can all be from a core wound. And this could be from your current life or how you are experiencing it from your current life, or it could be a soul wound from a past life or from your ancestral line. So we're going to go with the ancestral line today. So there's lots of healers who talk about core wounds. One named Felicia Gisellis talks about there being 6 core wounds: abandonment, rejection, intimacy, vulnerability, responsibility, burden. So if any of those might feel like they are resonating with you, that may be related to the core wound. If you do any work with Richard Rudd's Gene Keys, and you can get information about that at genekeys.com, each of us carries our core ancestral wound in our vocation key, and that wound could be any one of the 64 keys in our DNA sequence. It's quite fascinating. I follow that, and I find it quite interesting and usually right bang on for me. So I did a recent clearing with a client on the responsibility wound, a core wound that I'd like to tell you about. And I'm going to make this short so we can get into your session. And if you're still writing, that's great. You can just listen and write at the same time. It'll be easy. So the conditioning was that the client was feeling responsible for everyone else. I think we all know people who do that. But whenever something would go wrong, she'd self-blame. She would blame herself and try to smooth things, and often it was at her own expense. And when big things happened, as they do in life, she would have like a physical reaction, like being in shock, and the adrenaline would just pump through her body. So we went to the location where we met the ancestor, and there was actually 2 ancestors waiting. This is an interesting story. There was a young girl and an older man. So we went with the young girl first. We went with the youngest. This young girl was about 5, and she took us to a barn on a property where she lived with her mom and her dad. There were no siblings, but her mom was pregnant, about 6 months pregnant, and they were really hoping for a son. Now, on this day, the dad was away, and the mom was out hanging washing. The little girl, who was very inquisitive, went into the barn, and she found matches. Whether they were in the barn or somewhere else, she was in the barn with a set of matches. She was playing with the matches, and she started a fire that she couldn't put out, and it went up really fast. The mom ran in the barn to free the animals, but the mom perished in the fire along with all of the animals. Now, the father never remarried, and he turned to alcohol. The town ostracized the girl, and they referred to her under their breath as the killer. So she became very mentally unstable, and she jumped to her death at the age of 16. She had a very tragic life because of this issue, and she felt shame in her heart and solar plexus. So there was this deep-seated shame in there. We went back then and connected to the second ancestor, the older man who was an older man wearing a dark blue wool cap and a sweater. He was tall, gray-haired, and had a mustache. He was a sea captain and was weathered. He took us out on his vessel to understand the event that happened, and on that particular day, he was drinking. He was drinking hard. He was doing shots of whiskey, and he was very solitary, and he didn't allow others in. He had way too much to drink, and he wasn't listening to his crew about a storm coming in. He thought he knew best. The storm broke, and he wouldn't listen to anyone, and he kept making bad decision after bad decision. In the end, the ship was split in two, and it went down, and it took all of the 50 or so crew members and him. And he was floating down in the water, and he couldn't stop saying, "It's my fault, it's my fault." And that feeling of "it's my fault" was like a kick in the stomach that exploded into a blue ball with spikes and created a feeling of shock and panic in the front of the body from the stomach up to the head. It's my fault. So we have the shock and the panic feeling, but we also have the shame, that deep-seated shame and needing to fix things. So we did do some releasing work here. There's a lot I'm not walking you through, just in the interest of time. So we did some releasing work, and we brought in calm and supportive self-love and the new positive beliefs about her own importance, being responsible for herself and knowing where those lines are, and feeling the boundaries, really, of where that responsibility needs to stop. So then we went to the ancestral line, we made changes to the solar plexus, the heart, the stomach, and we did all the clearing across the ancestral line. So that was fairly recent, so I don't really have a good update for you, but she completed that work and was very light and felt like everything around her felt different, which was a really great way to end the session. So if you guys are ready, I would like to take you on a short ancestral healing regression. So if you're ready, get yourself ready, comfortable, make sure phones are still turned off, you've got your pen and paper for when we're done, and just please don't listen to this if you're driving or if you're doing any activity that requires your full and focused attention. And if you're under doctor's care or taking prescription medication that may impact how you experience hypnosis, visualization, or trance, just please check with your doctor before following along. And if you're in doubt, just check with your doctor first. The show will be archived. You can come back to it over and over and over again. Just get yourself cleared first. And just note, too, that this information is coming from you, the larger part of you, and that means you are solely responsible for what you choose to do with the experience you have and the information that you receive. This is totally your experience. Okay. So I want you to make yourself comfortable now, preferably sitting, but if you're lying down, that's okay too. Make sure that your hands and feet aren't touching each other, and make sure that your phone is off where you can't be disturbed. And set an intention to connect with the ancestor whom you've met to clear and create positive healing and change in your life, perhaps to create a new positive inner resource that will bring you freedom from your issue and from the conditioning. So just take a deep breath in now, and then slowly let it out. Very good. And just eyes closed now. And you can follow whatever flows in during your experience as information that is right. And you can allow the information to flow quickly, and you can permit yourself to suspend disbelief just for this little while today. And you can allow information to be given to you through all of your senses, feeling feelings, seeing detailed or vague images, having a knowing of the story, smelling smells. These are all valid ways to connect with your unconscious mind. And when you're ready to go into a deep trance, now take a deep breath in and slowly let it out. And eyes open now. That's right, eyes open. And again, take a nice deep breath and hold it. And now let it out and close your eyes down and relax. Now relax all of the muscles, nerves, and fibers in your eyelids to the point where they just won't work. And when you're sure they just won't work, you can test them. That's right. Test them hard and make sure they won't work. So relax. Very good. Now stop testing them and relax them again, feeling heavier and heavier. And you can send all of that relaxation all the way down to the tips of your toes like a warm wave of relaxation. Very good. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to open your eyes and close them again. And when you close them, just go 10 times deeper into relaxation. Let your eyes open, and now close them. Go 10 times deeper. That's good. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to open your eyes and close them again. This time, double your relaxation. Let your eyes open. It's so hard to open those eyes. And now close them, and double that relaxation. That's right. Very good. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to open your eyes and close them again. This time, just go much deeper. Let your eyes open, and now close them. Much deeper, way down. All the way down, that's good. That's right. You're doing great. And just listen to the sound of my voice. and the sound of my voice can always help you go deeper and deeper relaxed. You will hear other sounds, sounds around you, outside or inside, but none of these sounds will bother or disturb you. These are natural noises. In fact, any other sound that you hear will help you to even be deeper relaxed. I'd like you to think about your arms now. Now mentally select one of your arms and extend it out in front of you and make a fist. And if you're at a desk or a table, be sure to keep your extended arm below the surface of the desk or table. So that's right. Select one of your arms and extend it out in front of you and make a fist. And as I count down from 3 to 1, feel that arm getting stiff and rigid. That's right, 3. Feel that joint locking at the shoulder. Your arm is becoming stiff and rigid as a steel bar. 2. Feel that joint locking at the elbow. Your arm is stiff and rigid. And 1, feel that arm locking at the wrist. Your arm is stiff and rigid, so stiff it won't bend. Try to bend it and it gets stiffer. Try harder, it gets stiffer. The harder you try to bend it, the more stiff and rigid it becomes. That's right, in a moment, I'm going to snap my fingers and say now, and when I do, your arm will flop down like a wet dish rag as you go much deeper. Now. So deep. That's right. And in a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. Allow each number I say to relax your mind, so that by the time I reach the number 1, you're even deeper relaxed. 10. 9, 8, so deep, so relaxed. 7, 6, allowing your mind to be so relaxed. 5, 4, doing so well. Letting yourself be so relaxed. 3, 2, all the way down. And 1, so deeply, deeply relaxed. And your unconscious mind knows there is a level of trance way deeper than where you are now. A level where the deepest parts of your mind can open up and you can connect to everything. And I want your unconscious mind to take you to that deepest level now. That's right. And now, from this wonderful deep trance, now you can see your favorite safe space stretching out in front of you. This may be a place you've visited before, or a new place you are creating just for today. Take a moment and notice what's around you. Notice the colors. Notice the sounds. Notice the smells. Notice how you feel in this beautiful place. Find a comfortable place to rest in your safe space. And you are always in complete control. Want it to happen, and you will just make it happen. And at any time during the session, if you need to, you can return here to this safe and wonderful place and wait for us to rejoin you. And noticing ahead of you now, a set of stairs is opening up. Move now to the stairs and begin to descend. Down, down, going down all the way inside, deep inside. All the way down, and at the bottom of the stairs, you notice a hallway stretching out in front of you. And this can be a hallway you've been in before or a hallway you are creating just for today. Either is perfect. Notice the walls. Notice the floors. Notice the lighting and the colors. Notice any smells and sounds in this wonderful hallway. Now notice a set of doors. And see your ancestor. Notice your ancestor standing in front of a door now. And go stand beside that ancestor in front of that door. In a moment, we will go through the door and you will be in another place and time, an observer of your ancestor's story. 3, 2, and 1. The door is opening and you see, feel, or imagine stepping through the door with your ancestor and finding yourself in another place and time. You are an observer only. Take a moment and notice what's around you. Do you feel you are inside or outside? Is it daytime or nighttime? Notice where the ancestor is in this location and what they are doing in this scene. Notice if they are alone or if there are others with them. And allow the background of the story to flow in. You are now going to move to the event. The event that your ancestor experienced that created the block or issue on the ancestral line. The moment where they made a choice that created this. The one that you felt earlier in your body. 3, 2, and 1, and you are there. Take a moment and just observe what is around you. Who is involved and watch the scene or scenes. I will leave you for a few minutes while you go through the event. All the way through the event now. You are going to now rewind and go back through the event again very rapidly so that you can see the moment the blocking energy or limitation was created in your ancestor's body. This will be a moment where a choice was made. And as you see, feel, or imagine this moment, notice it in your own body. Where you feel the blocked energy or limitation that was created. Notice the size, the sensation, and check that it feels like it is the same energy. and all the way through the event, and noticing where did you feel this in your body? What was the sensation? And what is the belief or conditioning that is attached to this energy? Take a moment now and review the belief or conditioning that is attached. Going to rewind now and go back through the event one more time, very rapidly, to allow the ancestor to recognize the choice point and the limitation they created in themselves with an awareness of it. All the way through the event, and just making note of the choice that the ancestor made. And what was the limitation that was created in that moment? The limitation is what creates the negative conditioning. And so what is that negative conditioning? And you are now going to go back to your safe space with your ancestor, leaving the scene. Imagine now coming back through the door into the hallway, up the stairs, and back into your safe space. And in this magical, mystical safe space, you will now clear the blocks and limitations unknowingly created by your ancestor on the ancestral line. Find a comfortable place to sit and sit next to your ancestor. Allow your unconscious mind to create a map of your ancestral line as a tree root or a branch system. And your unconscious mind will create whatever makes sense that represents all of the connections between you and the people who led up to you. And the branches or roots or however it's represented is created behind you, beside you, and in front of you. A giant web of connections with you in the middle, where you can see the connection between you and this ancestor. Have the unconscious mind represent anywhere on the map between you and the ancestor a darker color where there are blocks. See this now, and see clearly the dense energy, the block that was created from this event, the one that has created your issue and limited your conditioning. Now with your light of awareness, invite beautiful gold healing light to come in through your head and enter into the tree roots or branches.
Allow that light to flow down the line that connects you to the ancestor and go into the dense or heavy dark area. And just invite that gold healing light to release, renew, and transform the heaviness and what was once a difficulty or challenge now becomes learning, wisdom, and guidance. A new positive resource or resources on the family tree. Making something good from what might have been considered a mistake. Because mistakes are how we learn. Just mentally repeating along with me as you stay connected to the ancestral lines, to all the men and women, the mothers, the fathers, the children who have come before me, who have informed my experience of this issue. I declare this complete. Feeling so grateful. And just allow the ancestral tree, the roots or the branches, to dissolve around you now. Just allow the positive message and your positive conditioning and beliefs to come into your awareness now. Having released the block and the limitation, what will be your new way of being? With your new way of being, imagine a situation in your future where you would have fallen into your negative reaction, where you could use this wisdom and learning and a new way of being to create a beneficial outcome. Take the positive resources, the learning, the wisdom, and the new way of being with you now as you move through this future situation. Notice as you go through this how your inner experience has changed, even if the outcome remains the same. A changed inner experience is a beneficial outcome. And back now with your ancestor. Offer any forgiveness that might be needed to set your ancestor free. And thank your ancestor for their willingness in wanting to heal this issue and to clear the blocked energy and conditioning from the ancestral line. It's now time to return back. You will remember everything you've experienced very clearly, and any emotion is a faded, dim, and distant memory and without discomfort. Nothing that you have observed, felt, or experienced in this session today will cause any emotional or physical discomfort. Only insight, learning, and an expanded connection to positive energies and ways of being from the ancestral line to take with you each and every moment of the future. With your next breath in, your unconscious mind installs and integrates the information and learning across and throughout your timeline, your ancestral tree, backwards, forwards, sideways, in every direction, in your mind, your body, and firmly grounds them into your own life in ways that bring deep understanding and feelings of empowerment. And I'm going to count up now from 1 to 5, and on 5, you will be awake, alert, and fully refreshed. You will be feeling fantastic, better than you have felt in the last few weeks, feeling great. So 1, you have let go of what no longer serves you, and your new way of being and new empowering beliefs are firmly in your awareness now, with the new energies fully anchored and expanded in your body and energy field. You are lighter. You are freer. 2, coming up now, feeling wonderful, feeling your inner sense of empowerment. And 3, only in the time that it takes for the unconscious mind to fully install and integrate these learnings and resources will you float back into your body, and feeling your body now fully back, and feel the room around you. 4, wiggling your fingers and toes, your ankles and wrists, taking a deep breath in to activate your muscles, a nice wakeful breath, fully back in the present. You are alert, feeling amazing, and wide awake on 5 right now. That's right, and welcome back. So all of those wonderful insights and changes across the ancestral line are firmly in place, and all of the positive changes are really clear to you and deeply ingrained in your awareness now. And you are going to want to write this experience down and be very clear on the new messaging going forward. You will have the conditioning established, and all you have to do now is notice how that new conditioning comes up in situations. Every day, focus on your new belief. Repeat it to yourself often and see how the world around you, the opportunities, the interactions, and your inner world, your old reactivity, changes in positive ways. Wonderful. So that was a small and short session to do some work on the ancestral line. So while you write that down, so start your writing. I'm just going to go through a few more things with you on why you might want to work with me in a direct one-on-one experience, especially on ancestral clearing work. Core wounds and the ancestral trauma and blocks, we're rising right now, and it's important that we find ways to learn and let them go. The patterns, the behaviors, and the reactions that occur as these blocks and injuries play out can affect your sense of everything, your worthiness, your acceptance, and can stop you from achieving the amazing things that you came here to do. The patterns, energies, and blocks in our energy fields affects everything in our lives, and the conditioning we experience that makes these things hard to transcend can keep you stuck and affect the choices that you make, the partners you pick, the situations you allow yourself to be in, your own physicality, and how you manifest through your creative energy, or not. So the fear that's rising individually and collectively is there to teach us something. It keeps us separate, and in order to move into the unity consciousness, we need to eliminate those fears so that we can come together and create our heaven on earth. And when you can clear out the fears to connect to your own choices, the ability to shine your own light loud and proud, you put yourself in a place of being in your own power. And that's what you came here for, was to experience your own power, standing strong in your own light, and then we can all shine together. So I'm passionate about helping my clients move through time to find and work through the traumas, the fears, the blocks that hold them back, the core wounding, the soul wounds, and to find the keys to reconnect to their inner spark, their light, their brilliance through understanding and the creation of new resources. That's where the magic happens, and I love magic. So if you're ready and want magic to happen in your life, and you're interested in maybe winning a full past life regression session with me and coming on the show, just send me an email to Nikki, N-I-K-I, at pastlifeexplorers.com. And when you send the email by the first of the month, you'll be considered for the next show. Your name will go in a draw. And for those of you who might want to have a private therapeutic one-on-one session, you can get a hold of me through my website, pastlifeexplorers.com. Just use the contact box. And you can book your own free discovery call with me. And I do a lot of work online, so you don't have to worry about being in the city that I live in. And if you want to try out past life work or energy balancing on your own at home, you can go to my products page on pastlifeexplorers.com to purchase a recording for home use. There's 5 60-minute past life regression recordings. I have hypnosis recordings for energy balancing and mindfulness meditations. And just for you, if you use the code EXPLORERS, you'll receive 20% off any product that's listed. And I will be running a 2-hour online workshop on ancestral healing in October. I'm thinking around October 15th. So just watch my website for more information and how to register. So it's online, so anyone from anywhere in the world can join in. And so for more information, just check out my profile on News for the Soul. You can check out the show archives. There's tons of great info in them. And today was a little bit new territory on the air, joining in with our ancestors, but I'm always excited to chart new territory with you. Such a great opportunity to do this work. I hope you enjoyed the show, and so until next month, stay well and keep exploring.